Amen. Come on, somebody. Ain't he good? Amen. Come on, somebody. Ain't he good? Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, amen, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I said, ain't he good? Amen. Turn to somebody and say, God is good to me. Turn to somebody else and say, God is good to me. Come on, God is good to me. Oh, yes, he is. Amen. God is truly, truly good. Amen. I do thank God for blessing us to be here this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Sister Dempsey, amen. But God is truly good. Amen. I do have some scriptures to read in your hearing. Amen. I don't know how long I'll be. Amen. We'll ask Brother Harper to read for me, not this set of scriptures, but some other set of scriptures. Amen. But God is truly good. Amen. It's a blessing to have life on today. Amen. There's somebody that didn't wake up this morning. Amen. It's somebody that couldn't get out of their bed. Amen. But God gave us health and strength. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. God is so good. Amen. Amen. If you would, amen, go with me to John, St. John, the 11th chapter. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go to a few different places. Amen. Again, I don't know how long would I be, amen. Amen. God is truly good. It's St. John, the 11th chapter. I'm going to start at the 38th verse, and I'll read this in your hearing. And it says, Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, coming to the grave, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. For he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Amen. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen. Amen. I just have a little simple message, amen, that says, Lord, I know you hear me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless us in your word, Lord. Lord, bless the hearers of the word, Lord. Lord, bless the teacher of the word, Lord. But most of all, Lord, bless the doers of the word of God, Lord. We ask you to bless this day as you already have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can have your seats. Amen. Lord, I know that you hear me. Amen. Sometimes we go through a lot of things in this life. We go through trials and tribulations. Amen. We go through so many things in our bodies. Amen. We go through things with our family members. Amen. We go through things in our finances. Amen. We even go through things in the church. Amen, somebody. Sometimes we have to cry a lot. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Sometimes we have to make our petitions known unto God. Amen. That, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I don't know if I can make this journey on my own. Amen. I need your help. Amen. Sometimes we get so weary in this way. Amen. When we go through for a long period of time and it seems like God is nowhere to be found. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. But somewhere deep in my mind, I got to realize that, Lord, even I don't see you right now. Amen. But, Lord, I know you hear me. Amen. You know what your children's voice sound like. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. You know what your children's tears look like. Amen. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I do know that you hear me. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. I don't know if you, I know you don't been there before, because if you lived in this life any amount of time, amen, you have been through some things, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Well, the devil try to tell you, God ain't listening to you, amen. You're all by yourself, amen. You're the only one that going through this trial, amen. You're the only one that going through this tribulation, amen. But the devil, he's a liar, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. Because God, I know that you hear me, amen. The Bible says I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, amen. Oh, glory be to God, which cometh my help, amen. All of my help, amen, coming from the Lord, amen. All of my help, amen, coming from the Lord, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. Some might be a strong man, amen, but they can't help you like the Lord can, amen. Some people might be a rich man, but they can't help you like the Lord can, amen. Whatever doctor or physician that they may be, or a surgeon, but they still can't help you like the Lord can, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. But I know when we think about God hearing us, amen. Oh, glory be to God. The Bible, I come to tell you that the Bible says God don't hear a sinner prayer. Oh, glory be to God. I know we'll get a little quiet there. Amen. You know, in order for God to hear you, you got to be in a certain place. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Now, I truly believe that God hears the sinner's cry. But it's different from a sinner trying to pray for themselves or pray for somebody else. God don't hear that. That's in the word of God. But if I cried to Jesus, said, Lord, I need your help, that he will honor. Amen. Amen. If he didn't honor my cry, I wouldn't be here on today. Amen. If he didn't honor your cry, you wouldn't be here on today. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. But there is something and some places I got to be in order for God to hear me. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Go with me to Psalms 66, amen. And I'm going to start at the 16th verse before I go into my other scriptures, amen. Read for me, Brother Harper, Psalms 66 and 16, amen.
Come and hear,
mm-hmm,
all ye that fear God.
Yes.
And I will declare what he hath done for my soul.
See, he said, come and hear all you that fear God.
Yes.
When you fear God, there's requirements, there are restrictions, there's things that you don't do. And there's things that you do because you fear him.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Read for me.
I cry unto him with my mouth.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Didn't I just say God might not hear a sinner, but he'll hear our cry. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. It don't matter if you're a saint or a sinner. Everybody can cry unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. It don't matter what your status or your standing is. Everybody can cry unto the Lord. Read for me.
And he was extolled with my tongue.
Uh-huh.
If I disregard iniquity in my heart.
See, if I put it away, I got to put the iniquity away from me. If I do that, then what, brother? If I don't put the iniquity away, God ain't going to hear me. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Read for me.
But verily God hath heard me.
He has heard me. Come on.
He hath attended
to the voice of my prayer. See, when I put the iniquity away, when I put the backbiting away, when I put the lying away, amen. When I put the drugs and alcohol away. When I put the men and women away that ain't my husband or my wife, amen.
Amen.
When I put those things away, now God will hear me, amen.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
Amen, somebody, amen.
Amen.
I got to be on the Lord's side if I want him to be on my side.
Amen.
A lot of times we want God to be on our side, but we not on his side. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
This got to be a two-way street. I got to do unto the Lord as I want the Lord to do unto me.
Amen.
We're going to go to the next set of scriptures. Go with me to 1 Kings, and we'll stay there. 18th chapter. 1 Kings, 18th chapter, a familiar story, amen. But I just want to talk a little bit about when God hears us, amen, what he'll do. 1 Kings 18 and 25. Read for me, brother.
And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal,
mm-hmm.
Choose you one bullock for yourselves,
mm-hmm.
and dress it first,
mm-hmm.
for ye are many.
Yes.
And call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under.
See, Elijah opposed the challenge, amen. But Elijah was a real man of God, as we're going to come to find out, amen. When you're a real child of God, whether it's a woman or man of God, you can pose a challenge to the devil, amen. You can pose a challenge to the naysayers, amen. You can pose a challenge to those that don't think that your God can deliver in this sort, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Read for me.
And they took the bullet which was given them, and they dressed it.
Mm-hmm. See, they was calling on the false god. The Bible speak about gods that can't hear, that can't see, that can't smell, that can't taste. They can't do nothing but sit there just like a vase. Amen. Ain't that right, Brother Harper? They can sit there just like a vase, and they can't do nothing for you. But people in this world, they want to make gods out of anything. They want to make gods out of their cars, amen. They want to make gods out of their homes, amen, out of their children. I know some of you might not like that, amen, but that's the truth. I love my children, amen, but I can't make a god out of them. Well, I don't make a god. I don't worship them. Yeah, but when you decide not to do what God say for the sake of your children, then yes, you are making a god out of them. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
When I say I can't do what I need to do for the Lord because I got to take care of this house. You making a god out of that house. There was a man that built barns and bigger barns. So he would have plenty, but God came to him and said, this night, your soul is required. And what is those things? What's going to be of those things that you leave now? Can't make a god out of nothing, amen.
Amen.
Read for me.
Say, O Baal,
hear. Mm-hmm. Keep going. But there was no voice. 26.
But there was no voice
mm-hmm.
for any that answered, and they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud.
Hold on. Yeah, have you heard that? A man of God, now he mocking people? Well, you're calling on this false god. Well, go ahead, keep calling. Hold on, just keep on calling on the vase. I'm just going to call it a vase for the day. Keep calling on the vase that can't do nothing but just sit up there. That's something that you may read.
Either he is stalking or he is pursuing.
Mm.
Mm.
What kind of God is that? That when I call on him, he's nowhere to be found. He's sleeping. He's pursuing somebody. I don't know what he's doing, but I can't get in touch with him. Amen. But I don't know about you, but I serve a God. Amen. That I don't care if it's morning, noon, or night. Amen. Even if he sleeps at the bottom of the ship. Amen. I still can touch my God and wake him up, amen. And God will hear me, amen. But God will tell me, oh, ye of little faith, amen. Why did you not believe, amen? Oh, glory be to God. That same power that I have, amen. He said, when the Holy Ghost shall come, amen, you shall receive power, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. You shall receive power, amen, and you shall tread upon scorpions and serpents' heads, amen. Oh, glory be to God. But Elijah began to mock those false prophets of Baal. Amen. Read for me.
And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner.
Listen, the kind of foolishness that people are serving the wrong gods will go the extent they will go to. Now, you already made the false god. You know that there was no life in them. You made them. We can make things with our hand, but we can't give things life. It's God that got to put life in a body. Amen. Glory be to God. We don't have, some of us don't have surgeries. Amen. And they can sew you up your back, Brother Wilson. But they can't heal your back. They can, I don't have surgery on my chest. They can sew up my chest. But they can't heal my chest. They can sew up your back, but they can't heal your back. That comes from God. Glory be to God. Read for me. Mm-hmm. Stop right there. Now think about this. Think about this. These people was calling on their false god so long, then it took to midday. And they still calling on them. What? When you really need the Lord, do he take that long to come? When I need a blessing from the Lord and I said, Lord, just help me. It don't take no hours later for God to help me. When I really call on God because I really need him, he'll come in right then and there. Amen. Peter, when he began to sink after he had walked on water, amen, he said, Lord, save me. God reached his hand and pulled him up right then and there. He didn't have to wait hours later before God to save him. If he had waited one more minute, he probably would have drowned. But Jesus has stepped right in, right on time. Amen. Won't he do it? Amen. Read for me. Mm-hmm. Yes. See, it's nothing that can save you but Christ. People call on a lot of things, but there's nothing that can save you but Christ. People put their trust in a lot of things, but there's nothing that can save you but Christ. Amen. People say, I want to do this, I want to do that. Oh, that's going to be the way I get over. That's the way I benefit. That's the way I advance. But you can't advance if God don't help you. We was out there shooting those guns and rifles yesterday, but even though we had the so-called ability to do it, if God didn't put strength in our muscles, in our eyesight, our eyelids. Have you ever thought about this? Your eyelid, it can't stay open if God don't let it stay open. Amen. We think we don't need the Lord. We need the Lord for everything. We need the Lord for everything. Amen. He does everything for us. Amen. Even when he give us the ability, it's his power that we get ability to do. It's his power. We can't do nothing without the Lord. And these people were sitting up there calling on a false god that they had made, and that god didn't have no life in it. But then they got mad and they got crazy where they start cutting themselves. That's a crazy, desperate, stupid person. I'm sorry to say it like that, but I'm just going to say it. That's real stupid. You cutting on yourself because you're calling on something that you know don't have no life in it. You trying to prove a point because you don't want to serve God. But you can't prove that point. If I'm talking to this glass vase ain't got no life in it. Where would I pray to it? Glory be to God. These people were praying to something that could not help them just so they can prove a point. But even when that false god didn't help them, that they heard no voice, now they want to start causing their own self harm. We got to be careful that we don't cause our own self harm because we're trusting in something that can't help us. When our job, or if we lose our job, we can't get mad and want to cut ourselves because we lost our job. Because it wasn't a job that paid our bills in the first place. Glory be to God. We get mad at some things that seem to go awry in our life, but it wasn't those things that can help us in the first place. These are just material things. God is eternal. Read for me.
And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me.
Yes. Yes.
And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob.
Yes.
Unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name.
Mm-hmm.
Stones he built an altar to the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, great as would contain 2 measures of seed.
Yes.
And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the altar, and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood.
Stop right there. Think about this. Think about this. When we have true confidence in the Lord, that he hear me, the man of God told the people to come near. He said, come on. Like, let me show you what my God can do. Let me show you that my God truly hears me. Remember the title, Lord, I know you hear me. Jesus said that plenty of times in his prayers in the scripture. Lord, I thank thee that thou hearest me always. When we have the relationship we're supposed to have, God will hear us always. I don't care if it's morning, noon, or night. He will hear me any time a day. Because I do his will. Now, if I don't do his will, then he might grant me some type of mercy. But that don't mean that I'm entitled to for him to hear me. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger. They ain't going to hear him. They ain't going to follow no stranger. We got to be friends of God when we're not strangers to him or his word. If we're not careful, we'll be a stranger to God and his words, where he won't hear us. Amen. And when he speak, we won't hear him. Amen, somebody. But Elijah was so confident in God and what God can do that he told the people to gather around. And he told them to build back up this altar. Amen. And then he began to make other, put pieces of the bullock for a sacrifice. Read for me, 34. It's the second time, and then they went as far as filling up 4 barrels with water. Amen. And he said, do it a second time. Amen. Read for me.
And he said, do it a third time.
And he was so confident in making and soaking the sacrifice in the wood and the stones, he said, do it a third time. Amen. And if some of you, like Sister Amy, are good in math, 3 times 4 is what, Sister Amy? That's 12, amen. So that means that with these 4 barrels, it basically, I'll put it this way, drenched the sacrifice 12 times, amen. He drenched the wood 12 times, amen. He drenched the bullocks 12 times, amen. The stones and the altar 12 times, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. And all these things he did just so he can prove that he served the God of Jacob, amen. The God of Abraham and Isaac, amen. Oh, glory be to God. I'm starting to feel all right, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. It said he said, fill up those 4 barrels, amen. Oh, glory be to God. And don't just do it one time, do it a second time, amen. And don't do it just a second time, do it a third time, amen. Read for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, the trench as well. Keep going. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See, one thing about it, you got to know that who you're talking to, amen. You got to know who you're serving, amen. Lord, I don't just want you to do it for me, but I want you to do it for them, amen. But don't just do it for them. Do it for a reason. Amen. Sometimes we might want a blessing for our family members. Amen. But I don't just want you to bless them in their bodies. I want you to bless them in their minds. Amen. I want them to come back to God. Amen. I want them to come back to the author of everything. Amen. To the author of my faith. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Read for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Stop right there. Amen. The 37th verse again said, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that his people might know that thou art the Lord God, and thou hast turned their heart back again. The fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench." Amen. "And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God." Amen. When we get blessed by the Lord, it's not just for us. Amen. It's for somebody to know that God can save, amen. It's for somebody to know that God can deliver, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. Can he deliver, amen? Can he ever work anything out for you, amen? Have he ever did it for you, amen? Come on, somebody. Have he ever did it for you, amen? Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. But the scripture says that they filled the 4 barrels of water, amen. And he soaked the altar and the wood, amen. And he even put it in the trench, amen. But he said, then the fire fell, amen. Sometimes, oh, glory be to God, amen. We got to come into the house of God, amen. We got to get and clear our minds, amen. Well, we got to get our minds on Jesus, amen. And if we get our minds on Jesus, then the fire will fall, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. It'll start over here, amen. And then it'll go all the way to the other end, amen. It'll go from the pulpit, then it'll go all the way to the back door, amen. But if we get our minds on Jesus, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Then the fire will fall, amen. And it says that the water, the fire licked up the water. Oh, glory be to God. It said the fire even got rid of the dust. Have you ever heard of anything getting rid of dust? Dust sometimes is so small, you can't even see it, but you know it's there. Sometimes it's so small, but it will agitate, as we were talking about a couple weeks ago, your allergies. We know it's there, but the fire from God failed. We got to make sure the fire fall in this house. But if I'm backbiting and I'm talking about you, and I know that you got blessed, but I don't care about you, and I know you got blessed, but I don't care about you, you ain't my family member, you ain't my family member, you ain't my friend, and you ain't my friend, then we can't get the fire to fall. Glory be to God. We got to rejoice with them that do rejoice, and we got to weep with them that do weep. We got to love one another as our own self. Glory be to God. In this passage of scripture, say, man, he knew that God would hear him. He had confidence in God that he would hear him. Even so much that he told them to gather around, Brother Harold. Let me show you what God finna do, amen. We got to get in our minds that we don't care what it looked like. We got to get in our minds, I don't care what it sounds like. But we know that God hears us, amen. I know that we might be struggling, amen. And sometimes they ain't got nothing to do all the time with no money. We might just be struggling in our minds. We might just be struggling in our heart. Saying, Lord, I know I didn't think that you would let this happen. But the Bible said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. It might not always feel right. It might not always come across right in my mind, in my spirit, in my heart, but God knows all, because his ways are not like my ways. And his thoughts are not like my thoughts. Amen. We got to have this confidence in our God. Amen. You got to make that personal to yourself. This is my God. Amen. There were times that I didn't know how I was going to pay some bills, but my God made a way. Amen. There was time that I had health problems, but my God made a way. Amen. It was time when my children was in trouble, but my God made a way. Amen. You got to make it personal for yourself, because this is your God if you serve him like you should. Amen. We got to get in our minds that don't care what we go through, God hear us. He hear you. Don't give up. God hear you. Even when people at school don't want to be friends with you, that's okay. God still know. When people at church don't want to sit by you, that's all right. God know that too. They might say that you're too radical. You're too loud. You act too crazy. But God know that too. The Bible says we got to praise him in the song and in the dance. That don't mean we just come here and we just sit down. We ain't at no funeral. We can't be afraid to lift our hands up. We can't be afraid to jump up and down. We can't be afraid to stomp our feet. Amen. We can't be afraid to clap our hands. Amen. God has done too much for me. For me to sit down and not do nothing. Amen. Too much. Too much. And I know sometimes we say, well, I'm going through. Well, yes, get in line. You tell me somebody that ain't going through, and I tell you we looking at a grave or a coffin. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. All of us are going through something. I don't care even what age you are. Everybody from a child all the way up to an elder adult. Amen. Everybody's going through something, because guess what? The devil is fighting us every day. Amen. He's not going to leave us alone. He's not going to stop fighting, but we can't stop fighting. I heard, I don't know if it's Brother Harper or somebody else said, if I'm fighting, I'm already winning. If I'm fighting, I'm already winning, because I'm not giving in to the devil. The devil want to paralyze us, make us give up, say we ain't got nothing to fight for. We got all our hope is lost. That's what the devil say. But Jesus said, in me you have life, and you have it more abundantly. We have it more abundantly in Jesus Christ. I don't care if people don't want to be around you. You still got life. Amen. I don't care if your body seems like it's failing day in and day out. Every day it seems like it's getting worse. Amen. But we're not just trying to live this life for this life down here. That's right. Even if I don't get my healing down here. Even if God don't work it out down here. I know a place. He's building a place. There's a place prepared. That's my heavenly home. Not down here. It's good we have a nice stuff down here, but I'm working on my building up there. Bible said, lay not up treasures on this earth where moth and thieves do corrupt and break through and steal. But lay up treasures in heaven, where ain't no moth going to be up there. Ain't no thieves going to break through and steal up there. I'm going to a place. The song said, well, there'll be nothing left to do, but I just walk around heaven all day. All day. Come on, you can come, musicians. We got to make our request known unto God. that he might hear us. Because God does hear us. If we're trying to walk upright, God hears us. But we got to get that part right first. We got to walk upright. I got to love my brothers and my sisters as myself. I got to love y'all. Y'all got to love me. What it seems like we failing, we got to brush ourselves up, off, get up. If we fall down, we got to get back up. Say, Lord, I need your help. Forgive me, Lord. But Lord, I know you hear me. Because this is one man that's trying to live the way you want me to live. You got to speak it to yourself and say, this is one woman, this is one lady, this is one boy, this is one girl that's trying to live right. So if I'm trying to live right, Lord, I know you hear me. You might not come when I think you should come, but I know that you're always on time. You're always on time. You're never late. You don't run short. The Bible says his ear is not too heavy where he can't hear, and his arm is not too short where he can't save. I don't know where you are today, but there's a drawing. There's a drawing. If we're not baptized in the name of Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost, there's more left to do. And even if we got those two, we still got to live right day in and day out. We got to present this body a living sacrifice daily. Because the devil ain't going to stop. But as long as we're fighting, we're winning. As long as we're fighting, we're winning. I know we watch movies and shows and stuff. There are some people that finally give up. And when they give up, the bad person got them. But as long as they're fighting, the Bible says as long as there's life, there's hope. Because a living dog is better than a dead lion. I don't know where you are today. Don't give up. The Lord hear you. Don't give up. I pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Come on, if you'll stand across this house this morning, let's gather in. Let's gather in for a time of prayer. Brother Brown hit on it. The Holy Ghost was already starting to move. Somebody here this morning needs to be baptized in Jesus' name. Somebody here this morning needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues. The Bible says to choose you this day whom you will serve. Well, Brother Harper, why is it so important to be baptized anyways? Because, first of all, it's a sign of obedience. Second of all, you enter into covenant relationship with Him. And a covenant, if you ever go back and you'll study covenants are always done in the higher party's name. And there's no other name, Brother Wilson, there's no other name exalted like the name of Jesus. This morning there's water. There's a drawing. All you have to do is be obedient to Him. As Brother Brown said, he said, if you want God to be on your side, you have to be on His side. And how can two walk together except they agree? This morning, I urge you, if you've not been baptized in Jesus' name, if you've not received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Bible has declared, that's not Brother Brown, that's not Brother Harper, that's not Pastor Knowles, that's Bible. The Bible says that with stammering lips and another tongue shall he speak to his people. This morning we're not just a group of people that don't know who God is, but we have been grafted in through Jesus Christ. This morning, I urge you, don't let this day close. Don't let this service come to an end without entering into covenant relationship without Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen.